at the weekend, well, something very, very traumatic happened to me, which this lot are taking the pee out of.
Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man.
Yeah, they think they're being funny in here. Let me just tell you what happened.
Yes?
Here's what happened.
There's no doubt there'll be some kind of dramatic story where you recall what happened to you.
Well, here's what happened. And I am not one word of this is exaggerated.
Well, it wouldn't be like you.
So I was up getting a wooden floor, right? I was up buying wooden floor
material. You don't have a man for that.
Okay. And I'm walking out of the shop and I suddenly feel this big kind of sharp bite on my arm.
Right.
Right. Seriously. And it was like a wasp thing, except it wasn't a wasp. And I just glanced at my arm and there was this big black thing. I've no idea what it was because my instinct kicked in and I threw it off my arm. So within 30 minutes, my whole body is covered in these red blotches, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I am scratching like mad and I'm getting a fever.
Within half an hour,
right? And I'm in trouble. Because I look at this and there's a little tiny bite in my arm and then blotches right over my arm, right down my chest, on my back, right in my legs.
Sorry.
When I got to my feet, I started thinking, I am in trouble here.
And this spread within how long?
Half an hour.
To your feet?
Yes.
I have to say this morning, your arm looks like
you've had a burn,
like a scald.
Right up my whole arm.
And it's swollen.
And I was really, really feeling unwell last night. Now, I'm not going to go to A&E and sit there because I kind of think...
But why wouldn't you?
Because I kind of think they've got more important people to deal with than me with a spider bite or a bug bite.
But if you have a rash that's spread over your entire body for within half an hour and, in fact,
I
feel
deeply
feverish
worried about this.
And you're worried.
Really worried about this.
Why wouldn't you go to the doctor?
Dr. George O'Neill with us this morning. This has never happened to me in my life. Good morning to you, George.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Is this common? Like a wee small... Well, I don't know if it's a spider or some other big hairy beast.
Well, insects like bees, wasps...
Wasn't a bee or wasp. It wasn't.
Mosquitoes, but there's a whole range of them can bite or sting. Bed bugs can do it. Spiders can do it. And the bite's painful. And it's usually followed by an allergic reaction to the venom deposited in your skin by the insect bite or the stinger. Now, it can result in serious allergic reactions.
Can it?
Oh, it can indeed. Oh, yes, indeed.
That's what you've had.
At the moment, you sound in robust good health. Although you'd be concerned about there's a particular type of bug that causes Lyme disease, which can cause a very significant illness in people. And it has a particular type of rash. There's almost like a target area. It's like looking at a dartboard where the bite is surrounded by an area of white and redness. So, I mean, I would go and have someone look at this.
Really?
I really
would. But if I have survived the night, does that not mean I'm over the worst?
Well, it means you're over the worst of the initial reaction, but if you have a long-term complication or problem with it, it is always worthwhile having the rash looked at by a GP or an expert or take some photographs of it and send it to someone so they can look at it.
Even if he feels better now?
Yes, even if you feel better now. Yes, indeed. Indeed, yes. I would, because you were working, you were with wood at the time, weren't you? You were picking...
Yes, I was lifting up wood, yeah.
Lifting up wood and stuff. So often you see this lime tick, you find it in forests and wooded areas. Oh. And I'm not saying it's that now, because it sounds like you're a hypochondriac. I don't want to put the fear of God in you. But to me, you sound in robust good health. But if the rash is still there and the arm looks swollen and painful...
It is swollen and painful.
Well, then I think...
It feels like it's bruised and it's swollen. Isn't it, Vinny?
Yeah.
And it's swollen.
He is a hypochondriac, but it
we
is swollen.
We sent you a picture, George. What do you make of the picture?
Very poor quality, very difficult to make out what it... But it certainly does look red and inflamed. And I would certainly, if you come to me, I would do something about it.
Well, what can the doctor do?
Well, number one, they could, first of all, decide what the rash is like and see what the rest of the rash is like in your body to see if it is this particular type of rash that I spoke about. It may be appropriate to give you an antibiotic if it looks infected, because some of these wounds become infected. You did describe a flu-like illness.
Yes.
Hot, cold.
Yes.
I wouldn't ignore it.
Has the rash gone?
What?
The rash that was all over your body, is that gone?
Well, I'll take my clothes off later on and you can have a look.
No, you can do that yourself or get Big Audrey to do that. No way.
You can take a wee picture.
I don't get paid enough money. Even on your salary, I would still say no to that.
It was, seriously though, George, it was really kind of scary. A little
I've given you the, and there was a little yeah, like a little bug on the skin which you lifted off.
There was what?
A little tick on your skin where the bite occurred.
Yes, it bit me, and I saw it.
Yep. Well, then something significant has bitten you, and I would always try and rule out Lyme disease if it was involved with wood or a wooded area. Yep. And it's easily treated.
You're that's treated scary.
I would give you an antibiotic and an antihistamine, and that should resolve it very rapidly.
It is scary.
Are you going to go to the doctor today?
I'll give you my advice. What to do? I suggest you do it.
Thank you, George. It's hard to believe that one little prick can have so much damage, isn't it?
And it's only Monday.
It really is.
I think, given that is swollen, it looks more swollen now than it did earlier. You should get help.